Brown, say, what in the name of seven kinds of petition are you doing here?
I'm packing up.
Packing up? Packing up for what?
Packing up to go out to the city. I'm going to be on the radio next week.
Oh, you damn fool. I told you that was a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake, I tell you.
Oh, it was.
The sheriff said next week Ed Peters was going to be on that program. That is as plain as day. Now, didn't he?
Yes, but...
And there you be. And if I'm going to be on the radio next week, I got to get started for the city. The city ain't going to come to me.
Yes, well, what city? What city?
Why, the city where the radio station is.
Mm-hmm. You talk like a dad-doing fish. How do you know what city that radio program come from? It might have come from New York.
Oh, shucks. I didn't think of that.
That's what the trouble is, Peter. You never think of nothing. Now, you just get that valise unpacked and...
Now, wait a second, Zeb. How do you suppose it is New York? How far do you suppose it is to New York?
Oh, about a million miles of change. Now, you go ahead and get that...
I bet it ain't.
Well, it just is.
It ain't, I tell you.
Well, I'll get the map and I'll show you how first.
Ah, shucks. That damn darn map of ours is a fake. I wouldn't believe it.
It just ain't a fake now. They don't allow to make them... allow them to make a fake map. It's again the law. Now, here, take a look. Now, look here. Right here is where we are.
Where?
Right there.
I don't see us.
Oh, I mean, that's where we're supposed to be. You see that black speck?
Yes, I see it.
Well, that's me and you. And over here...
By the Ginger River. Look, Zeb, that's me setting out for New York. See me going along there?
What do you do?
That black speck. See me going along?
Oh, that's a fly. Shoot! Get off of there. You better get yourself a pair of glasses. Now, look, way over here is New York. You see how fur it is?
Ah, shucks, that's not so fur. Not more than 9 or 10 inches.
Yes, but that don't mean inches. Them's miles. And see what it says down the corner here? 300 miles to the inch.
Yeah, I told you the dad dang map's fake. 300 miles to an inch. It's crazy, I tell you.
That does seem funny, don't it?
It's a crazy thing I ever...
Well, wait a minute. It must be a misprint. That's what it is, a misprint. It means it's 300 inches to a mile.
See, I told you it was just a dad darn fake.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that. And it's further than you think it is, too. Now, how far do you think it is?
Shucks, about 10 inches from here to New York on the map, ain't it?
Yes, not more than 10, anyhow.
And there's 300 inches to the mile.
Yes, that's right, yes.
All right, then just divide 10 inches into 300 times. 300 inches. Wait, I'll get a pencil here. Shucks. I'll show you.
I got a sharper one. Use this one here.
It's 30. Yes, there you be. Look, 30 miles to New York.
Oh, no, you must be crazy. Why, it's bound to be more than
well,
that.
Well, it ain't. See? Right here is the figure. See for yourself.
Well, it looks like you're right, Deb.
You're dad darn tootin', I'm right. Can't fool me when it comes to figures. I could borrow Lem Butler's car and get to New York and be back before closing up time.
Well, just the same, you ain't going. You'd be a fireman in New York, wouldn't you? A big place like that. You'd get lost, and they never would find you.
Shucks. It ain't
so
big.
Well, it's the biggest city in the world. Says so right on the edge of the map. Says, world's second largest metropolis. Area 41 and a half, can't quite make out this next word.
Well, spell it.
Wait a second now. I'll spell it. Area 41 and a half, SQMS. SQMS. Wait a minute, I got it. There are 41 and a half Eskimos, that's it. There's 41 and a half Eskimos there.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
Well, why don't it make sense? Why don't it?
Well, how could they be a half Eskimo?
Well, it could be half Eskimo and half white, couldn't it?
What, say?
I said it was half white. 41 and a...
Well, which half?
Oh, how do I know which half? Maybe his father was white and his mother Eskimo.
What color is an Eskimo?
Oh, there's something like Indians. I reckon they're red.
Red and white, huh?
Yes.
Feller must look like a barber pole.
Well, say, will you keep your trap shut for a minute? You keep making me lose my place here. 41 and a half Eskimos, 6 million pop.
Must be kind of dangerous.
Dangerous? Why?
All them Eskimos popping all over the place.
See, that is funny.
Yeah, darn tootin' it is. Something to be looked out after.
Well, wait a minute here now. 6 million pop above sea level. Oh, I got it. Everything's so dangerous.
Well, how do you mean it ain't?
Why, them Eskimos don't pop until they get above sea level.
How do you do, Miss Pinkley?
How do you do, Miss Pinkley? Something you wanted?
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about my nephew, Robertson Dunn.
Yes,
He tells me that you've changed your mind about hiring him to manage your broadcasting station.
Well, yes. You see it this way, Miss Pinky. Dr. Smith sort of done us a favor not so long ago, and we're going to give the job to him.
Oh, surely not Hector Smith.
Why, what's the matter with Hector?
Oh, he's all right, I imagine, but he's not to be compared with Robertson. Robertson has such an unusual breadth of experience and such
He has what, Miss Pinky?
An unusual breadth.
Yes, I noticed it when he was in here.
And you see, even Mr. Peters noticed it.
Yeah, he ought a few clothes or sensing or something.
Well, I didn't notice his breath. Of course, I got a sort of cold and...
I didn't say breath. Breadth of experience. Robertson's jumped deeply in...
Yes, but that's just it, Mrs. Pinky.
What's just it?
Why, we wouldn't want to hire a fellow that gets drunk.
But Robertson doesn't drink.
You just said he did.
Yes, he
did. I beg your pardon. I said no such thing. Robertson never drank a drop of liquor in his life. He eschews liquor.
Yes, Ed, he don't drink if he just chews it.
I didn't say chews. I said eschew. Eschew, if you know what that is.
Oh, shut me. I know what that is. It's what you do when you get a cold.
Eschew. And Mr. Winterbottom, would you please ask your partner to stop mimicking me?
Yes, Jeb, stop acting like a doomed fool.
Oh, I have a good notion never to come in this store again and do all my trading at Oliver's.
Yes, but now just a second, Mrs. Pinkley.
Well, you're always doing something or saying something to make me angry.
Yes, but...
And I'm getting tired of waxing wroth over your insults.
Tired of what?
Tired of waxing wroth.
Well, why don't you get wroth to wax you first?
Oh, that's... I'm through with this, though.
Yeah, can't keep your mouth shut. Now, listen, Miss Pinky. Don't get mad. We aim to do the right thing by you.
Very well, then. Keep your promise and give Robertson a job.
Yes, but we didn't promise to give him a job.
You certainly did. You told me to write to him and have him come to Corn Center. He gave up a wonderful position.
Yeah, where?
With station WART.
Well, if he had such a dad-darn fine job, why didn't he stay there?
Because the station has been closed while new equipment is being installed. And while he was there, he received more mail than any of the announcer on the station. One woman wrote to him every day.
Who was it, his landlady?
Oh, well, I'll overlook that and consider the source. When a man doesn't know green apples from...
How's that?
Apples. I said I consider the source.
Applesauce, Jeb. Applesauce.
What is?
And that's what was in the letters.
This is the last straw. Send me a bill for what I owe you, and I'm through. I'll never spend another nickel here. I am going to...
Yes, but wait a minute.
And Oliver's store this minute.
Just a minute now, Mrs. Pinkley. Listen, let's all sit down and consider things a minute. Remember that...
That's me.
You sit down, too, Ed, and keep your trap shut. Now, wait a minute. Don't go away, Miss Pinkley. Don't do that. Now, listen here. Keep quiet. Let me talk to you a minute, will you? We'll give Robertson a job. We'll give him a job.
Well, then in that case... I'll think it over. Now, when do you want him to start?
Why, I reckon he can start tomorrow and help us put that equipment together. That is, if it's all right with you.
I'll tell him. And if you break your word again, I'll never trade here again as long as I live. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, Miss Pinky.
Oh, yes. Robertson wants a salary of $150 a week.
What? $150? Oh, we're in for it now, Eb. What are we going to do?
Oh, shucks. You figure it out for yourself. I'm going to borrow Lem Butler's car and drive over to New York.